Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, August 27th. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here at republicbroadcasting.org. It's a rather dismal day here in Washington, D.C., for a variety of reasons, which I won't go into. But I did get a real disappointment this evening. I got a phone call from Mark Glenn, who told me about a very sad thing. I was very, very sad to hear that Ted Pike, whose work I've admired for many years, and I've actually helped Ted putting together some of his videos over the years, providing him some artwork and some suggestions in the production stage. So I definitely have supported Ted Pike's work. He published, I don't want to call it an attack. Well, I guess it was an attack. An attack on Mark Glenn, Hashem Talawi, Chuck Carlson, for having appeared at a Muslim conference in Baltimore several weekends ago. Ted evidently does not believe that Christians, at least Christians like Chuck Carlson and Mark Glenn, should work with Muslims. Ted evidently believes that Islam is essentially an evil religion, and that Christians should not work with Muslims in fighting Zionism. Well, I heartily disagree with Ted Pike in that matter, and I tell you, usually I have a lot to say about a lot of things, and I was talking to Mark Glenn, Hashem Talawi happened to call Mark, and we ended up in a three-way conference call, and, Hashem, whenever I call his show on Saturdays here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Hashem always calls me the mouth from the east. Well, I tell you what, this mouth from the east was speechless. Basically, my entire contribution to this conversation, while reading Ted Pike's commentary published on the internet and Mark Glenn's response, all I could say was, my God, over and over and over again, my God, my God, my God. oh, my God, what can I tell you? What can I tell you? What can I tell you? I'm speechless, ladies and gentlemen. I really am. I just don't know what to say. Well, that having been said, I've said it. Looks as though Barack Obama has been nominated. My prediction, or I don't know what we would call it, a prediction. My belief that somehow Obama could be robbed of the Democratic nomination at the convention does seem to have withered on the vine. Evidently, he is going to be the Democratic nominee. My one long-standing prediction, which goes back to the year 2000, yes, folks, goes back 8 years ago, my prediction that Joe Lieberman will be the Republican vice presidential nominee, that prediction I'm not backing away from. I think that thing is probably a greater possibility now than ever before. But we will see. I could be proven wrong on this one, but I don't think I'm going to be wrong on this one. But like I said, I seldom have a real opportunity to pat myself on the back. I first made this prediction 8 years ago, even as Joe Lieberman was the Democratic vice presidential nominee. Well, folks, we are going to the break. A little bit more commentary when we come back, then we'll go to the phone. I don't have much to say tonight, so this is your opportunity to sing out. Number's 800-313-9443.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, urging you to call in here. The number is 800-313-9443. Whatever you want to talk about, the floor is open, you know, to a degree of reason, of course. Regarding the Republican vice presidential sweepstakes, as they call them, I found out something, what I thought was interesting about Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, I guess that's how it's pronounced, who has been mentioned, quote-unquote, mentioned by what Russell Baker used to refer to as the great mentioner. He's been mentioned as another possible Republican vice presidential nominee. Mr. Pawlenty, turns out, is a convert from Roman Catholicism to evangelical Christianity. Well, you know what that sounds like to me, folks? That sounds like he's one of these nutcase dispensationalists, because there's a lot of Roman Catholics. How can I put this? The fact that he would abandon, you know, Roman people who are born, if you're a Roman Catholic out there, most people know that people who are born Catholic stay Catholic. But if they abandon the faith, it's for a very strong theological or ideological reason. So my guess is that Mr. Pawlenty is, in fact, one of these nutcase dispensationalists, in the likes of which we know of as the late and unlamented Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, etc. Very interesting. Of course, I know a lot of the anti-Catholic people out there will hail Mr. Pawlenty's conversion, but it could weigh against him among some voters if that becomes widely known. Of course, of Joe Lieberman, you know, Joe Lieberman's such a disingenuous, I have to control myself. I was going to use a really naughty word, a really, really naughty word. Let's just say Joe Lieberman is disingenuous and leave it at that. You know, during the 1000 Democratic Convention, when he was a vice presidential nominee, he got up there and talked about his dear old father who drove a milk truck. Or did he say it was a bread truck? I forget which. Well, folks, you know, this is kind of disingenuous because, you know, that sounds very quaint. You know, his father was just a man delivering bread or milk, or I forget what it was. I think it was bread. It was a bread truck, he said. He worked for a bakery. Yeah, well, Joe Lieberman's father also owned a liquor store, and he also drove truck for a liquor store as well. But, of course, you know, I guess he didn't want to come on and say, my father ran a liquor store. It's like saying, yes, and my great-great-grandma Sarah ran a brothel. Not my great-great-grandmother. I'm joking, folks, saying that Joe Lieberman would not be inclined to go up there and announce that his great-great-grandmother ran a brothel. So just for the record, don't mishear me. Oh, my, yeah, dear old Joe Lieberman. You know, he's also the guy, and I like to point this out, he's also the guy that I remembered very clearly, and I probably have the clipping in my Joe Lieberman file somewhere. Lieberman once said, when asked, would he approve of his daughter marrying out of the Jewish faith? And he said that he really wouldn't approve of that. Now, can you imagine, you know I don't like George W. Bush, but can you imagine if they had asked that question of George W. Bush and framed it as, would you mind your daughter marrying a Jewish person, as they would have put it, and George Bush, if he had said that he had disagreed with that or he wouldn't have approved of that, that would have been all over television and radio for weeks and weeks and weeks. Time Magazine would do a cover story about it. Well, you know, in the late Arthur Schlesinger Jr., who was, I do believe, Jewish, even said about Joe Lieberman, this guy's getting a pass only because of his religion. Well, that is exactly why it would make sense for John McCain to take Joe Lieberman as his running mate, because I assure you, Joe Lieberman will get a pass. There will only be one half of the Republican ticket that will be taken to task, and that'll be John McCain. And you know, I have to say about this guy Pawlenty, comparing him, and this is just an opinion, it means nothing politically, it's no made revelation here, but I took a look at this picture this guy Pawlenty, stacking him up against Joe Biden. I just can't see it, folks, because you know Joe Biden looks like a president. He looks like the kind of guys that they in the movies they have as president. Pawlenty does not. In fact, I hate to criticize him, but it doesn't look like he has a chin. But, you know, be that as it may, that's just a comment. He can't help that. Anyway, just a comment, as said. All right, well, I tell you what, I'm just going to go right to the phones. We have two callers lined up, which means we have room for a lot more. So if you feel the need to scout, it's the time to do it. The number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We have about 5 minutes before the break coming up. So I'm going to go to our first caller, who is no less than Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Mike?
How you doing, Jim?
Mike, I think I'm the only one that's not surprised by Mark Glenn's article on Reverend Ted Pike, because I've been harping on for this for a couple of years, I guess, that anybody, you cannot trust anybody that their main enemy is the ADL or the SPLC, and they will not talk about anybody else but these units. Like, if we could only get rid of them, everything would be hunky-dory, okay? You have to say who's behind these units, who's behind these offices, so to speak. who's behind it all. And if you won't name the people that are behind it all, then you're of no use whatsoever to our movement. None.
Well, you know, I tell you, that's funny because I, in talking to Mark and Hashem earlier, just about a half an hour before this show, I said, you know, it's funny you mention that because I said, at first I had said I'm surprised, and then I said, well, maybe surprise is not the word. It's more disappointment on my part that Ted would throw out a blast at Mark and Hashem and Carlson. He also, I should, for the record, he also mentioned the odious Mark Weber, who also spoke at the conference. But be that as it may, I guess my opinion about this matter, really, as I think about it, I am thinking about it even as I speak. I guess my opinion is that it should have been better. It was better left unsaid. It was better left unsaid. But I have to say that Mark wrote a very effective response to Ted's comments, and I guess Hashem is probably working on one as well. And I would imagine we'll ultimately hear from Chuck Carlson. But you know, it's kind of funny, and I don't mean this as a criticism of David Duke by any means. And there's many people out there who would like me to criticize David, but you know, Ted's argument was that, well, if you speak with Muslims, that'll give the ADL the opportunity to criticize anti-Zionist people here in America and say that anti-Zionist Americans are in bed with the Muslims. But you know, Ted recently appeared on David Duke's program. Now, the ADL does not like David Duke, as we all well know, and yet Ted did appear on Dave's program. You know, I mean, that's why, you know, one of the reasons why I don't ask a lot of people to come on my program is because I know that what's going to happen is that if these people have any modicum of respectability, then the EL will throw my name at them and say, this person or that person appeared on the Evil Mike Piper's program. So I don't ask people to appear on my program. But I guess, as I say, I think, I don't think Ted contributed anything positive by leveling this. It was not only an attack on these three guys, but he also unloaded on Islam and used the same kind of language that I hear coming from Jewish groups in America. So it's a real disappointment. But anyway, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, the thing is, if you're of the mindset, which a lot of these people are, which is Alex Jones and is going after their Germanic death cult, and these are the main enemies, and we forget about all the other enemies and who's behind them, you're of no use whatsoever to our cause, because all you do is just divert and deflect and name some nebulous enemy that can't be pinned down. I mean, who are the names in this Germanic death cult? Who are they? Give me the names. You can't. I mean, Alex Jones can't give you a name.
Yeah, it gets very frustrating at times. You know, it's funny. You know, here Ted is. I spoke at the International Islamic Fair a few years ago in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. I'm going to be speaking.
And you were applauded worldwide for doing that, if I remember right.
Well, you know, and I met with Dr. Mahathir, the former Prime Minister of Malaysia. You know, I spent quite a bit of time with him. He's a wonderful man, a wonderful human being, not like these horrible creatures that are misruling America. You know,
You neglected to mention he's one of those Islamo-fascist Muslims too.
I mean, he's been attacked by the ADL for daring. He said that the Jews rule the world by pity, and guess what? He's absolutely right.
And the worst thing you can be in the eyesight of our Jewish brethren is to be right, to be truthful.
That's correct.
That's worse than being a pedophile, a mass act murderer. To be truthful and right is the worst thing they can imagine.
That's right, and I guess people on our side are going to lend support to their cause, unfortunately. All right, Jim, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. All right, folks, stay tuned. We've got a good lineup of callers here.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and...
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 4 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and service, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-253. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the ABN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, look after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract 2-in-1.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system
healthy. Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. Space Program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. Fried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent time of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessaries to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, right back to the callers. Let's go first to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up, or come on down, Dave.
Oh, hi, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm just reading Reverend Pike's article now, Michael. I was almost going to you'd call me up a little later in the show, but I always, you know, I always have something to say anyway.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's best to just give you my first impression. It could change, because this is just my first...
Right. I mean, I've had evolving thoughts about it, but go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, because then I noticed I got an email from Mark also that I want to read and stuff. But my first instinct is to, you know, definitely be in solidarity with you and Mark and Dr. Talawi and guys like Dr. K., Kasim Khalil, and because, Michael, we have much more affinity for each other, Islam and Christianity, because...
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that. I wish I had said that myself. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and just our attitudes towards God and our reverence for God and our reverence for Jesus. Although the Muslims, of course, don't believe in the divinity of Christ, but they honor him as a prophet, a prophet of God, a religious master.
Dave,
you know, in other words, they honor him all the way up to the point of just stopping short of believing that he's actually God's divine son.
Let me tell you something. This should tell everybody who has any doubts about Islam about what the Muslims feel and believe about Jesus Christ. When I was in Iran, I had the opportunity to spend some time at the studio of Nadir Talabzadeh, who's an Iranian filmmaker. He spoke at the American Free Press Conference in Washington, and he has produced a film about the life of Jesus Christ from the Muslim perspective. I want to tell you, it is one of the most beautiful films that I have ever seen about the life of Christ. Even, I have to say, in some odd respect, even far superior to Mel Gibson's The Passion. Now, at the time I was there at Nadir's studio, I had the opportunity to meet the young Iranian man who played Jesus Christ in this film. And I want to tell you something. It was a spiritual moment for me, especially when I was told that after this young man had portrayed Christ in the film, he actually made a pilgrimage to the Holy Land to visit all of the places that he could where Jesus Christ walked the earth.
Yeah.
And when I compare what the Muslims have to say about Jesus Christ with what the Jewish Talmud says about Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you, I'm 100% on the side of the Muslims, and 100%, and I'll say it loudly and proudly, 100% against the Jews. And the ADL can quote me on that one.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. And then, of course, they revere the Virgin Mary.
Exactly. They have there's a square in the city of Tehran named Mary Square, named after Virgin Mary. I mean, how many Americans know this? I wonder if Tim Pawlenty, governor of Minnesota, knows this. You know, no, no, and if he does know, he doesn't care.
Yeah, and but Reverend Pike is saying this is given the Anti-Defamation League going to do what it does best now, defame and this and
they
that.
They do it anyway.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say, Michael. They're going to defame us no matter what. You know, it's funny. I called Reverend Pike a couple of weeks ago, and I was trying to talk to him about his term. He does terrific work, Michael, and I couldn't even tie his shoelaces compared to what he's done for the Patriot cause, standing up to the ADL. But I did have to. I called him, and it was about 9 o'clock his time, but it was a Sunday, and I guess he had had a long day. But he said he wanted to go to bed and stuff. But I was trying to talk to him about his terms that he uses, and specifically what prompted me to call was I got the email, his mass mailings that he sends out, but this business about called the Gestapo in Champaign, Illinois, but he uses those on Nazi and Hitler and brown shirts and jackbooted Nazi thugs and all this kind of talk and everything, and I think that is so counterproductive. He talks about what Mark and Dr. Talawi and everything are doing, sabotaging the movement. I think when he uses those Nazi terms and all that stuff, in a sense, he's sabotaging.
I agree. I wouldn't go so far as to say sabotage, but I agree with you. It is counterproductive, and you and I have talked about that many times on this program, and I'm going to keep on talking about that. It's a real tragedy.
Can you hold me?
Yeah, Dave. Go ahead. Hang on for the break. We are at the half-hour point, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of callers here. We're going to try to squeeze y'all in tonight. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh,
just look at the news lines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will deepen your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell radiation, and you should be too. Found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply to almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my arm. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's good for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. A very war-weary Michael Collins Piper here. You know, well, I won't go into that. All right, we have Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, you were going to make another point.
Thanks, Michael. I'll make it quick because I know there's other callers. But I was just thinking during the break, you know, two things just real quick. You know, guys like Dr. Talawi and Mark Glenn and you, and especially and Chuck Carlson and everything, nobody's going to believe the Anti-Defamation League, that they're in league with Muslim terrorists and suicide bombers. That's nonsense. And I just say, and leave you with this thought, and anybody that's been around Jewish people and Muslims, I think will agree with me, because I was a cab driver all my life in many different cities, and everywhere from New York City to Anchorage, Alaska. And I've been around a lot of Jews and Jewish cab drivers, and I've been around the Muslims and Muslim cab drivers. Michael, the Muslim, the Arab, or they don't have to be Arab, of course, they can be Iranian or whatever, but the Muslims, they're just more religious people. They're pious people. God's a big part of their life. I'll be honest with you, I've been around tons of Jews. I was a New York City cab driver all through the God. Most Jews, God isn't even a part of their life. They have no piety, no reverence for God.
That's correct.
Yeah, the Muslims are so much more pious, and just in general.
Dave, I want to tell you, when I spoke at the International Islamic Fair, of course, I was surrounded by literally thousands of Muslims, and I felt nothing but love and kindness and respect.
Yeah. Michael, I'm going to tell you, Abe Foxman's going to hate me for saying this, Michael. Actually,
I have a feeling he already hates you, Dave. But go ahead.
When I talk about the Muslims, Allah and their piety and their reverence for Allah and religion, really, Mark, when I compare them to the most Jews that I have met, and I know it's a stereotype, and I hate to have to say it, but I'm going to, most Jews I've met in New York City and on all my travels, their God is money. And that's it. I'll tell you,
okay, Dave. Yeah, I could go on. I won't. I need to get to these other cars here, but I appreciate your call, Dave, and I know Mark and Hashem and Chuck Carlson do as well. Okay, let's go to Bill in Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Mike, how's it going?
How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Mike. An interesting thing to point out, I got an email from Mark, and let me say that Mark and I are related. By the grace of God, we met some beautiful but crazy women, and we married sisters, and that's how I came to know Mark and like Mark and respect Mark, and we've maybe had differences through the years, but I've always maintained I think a cordial and respectful relationship, and we've always had and shared some things in common. And what's interesting, Mike, I had people like Mark and other friends like Mark, dear friends that I really liked and enjoyed. And, they were telling me a lot of the events that are now unfolding. They were literally predicting these things 10, 15 years ago. And, I still loved them, but I thought they were nuts. And it's amazing how, this unfolds. It's almost like prophecy.
Bill, right here live here, I'll let you in a little secret. Mark told me that just about a week ago, phone conversation we were having, and we were both kind of laughing and saying, isn't it good to be vindicated?
Wow. it is.
And Mark's very fond of you, too, as you know.
Well, yeah, and I actually gave Mark an apology, I think my wife at the time, we were dating, she wanted me to meet her brother-in-law, and we actually went deer hunting. That was really the first time that I had met Mark. He loaned me an AR-15, and we went out and I shot a nice 6 or 8 point buck. So that was really our, you talk about maybe an auspicious beginning, but it was neat. Let me say this, Mike. We're now at 30,000 competing Christian sects at this time and counting. There's a new one that forms every day. So divide and conquer has been the way of the enemies of Christ. And, I've enjoyed Ted Pike's his writings and his commentary over the years, and I think he couldn't be more wrong about this. I think at this point in time, the world needs those that stand for justice and stand for peace. Whatever religion they happen to practice, whether it's Christianity, it's Islam, or it's Judaism. And we need people that are willing to we need peacemakers, blessed peacemakers,
right,
as Christ said, and that's what we need. And if he's going to try to pigeon people and isolate us and divide and conquer us, I don't see the benefit of that. I'm sorry, Mr. Ted.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling that your point of view is shared by a lot of people. Hmm. Well, Bill, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. All righty.
Thank you.
There you go, folks. Okay, David from Carolina. David, come on up.
Hey, this is Carolina, Dave of the Dave Brigade.
All right, yeah.
good to speak with you again. Yeah, well, Reverend Pike ought to be aware of the fact that Muslims and all Jews, or all Goyim in the world, are the enemy of the Jews, according to the Jews.
Yes.
So we're all on the same side, whether we like it or not.
That's right. That's right. I'm glad you said that. I mean, it's so great because all my callers are filling in the blanks that are left by speechlessness here tonight. So,
well, I'm
thank
glad
you
brought
that.
This up,
yeah.
Finally, because I've been wanting to bring it up, but I'm afraid I will offend people. But hey, that's okay too. I've explored with Christianity since I was probably 13. The first person in my house to go to a church. I've been to all the ones around here except snake handlers, probably. I finally come to the conclusion, that a lot of study about this, that one of the things that I could never accept about it. Two things, really. It's fundamentally a Jewish religion at its core. I can take most of the New Testament, and that makes a lot of sense. The Old Testament, I just cannot go with it. And I know that doesn't sound right, but, it's not widely known either. In ancient Christianity, when it first, started becoming widely accepted, or before it became really popular, I guess I should say, there was a lot of debate amongst the various sects as to whether they would accept the Old Testament and the Jews as divine. There was a big
conflict. Interesting. I was not aware of that. I'm glad you filled me in on that. Yeah,
there's two books, though, that I would recommend to everyone. And one is Which Way, Western Man, by William Gailey Simpson.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Night of the West, by Lawrence Brown. Another good one. And Against the Grain, by Revelo Oliver. And Oliver's wrote a lot of things about Christianity. It's pros and cons, and it's a lot of its history and things like that. And very good books. I believe, though, at this point, what's happened, though, is that Christianity, unfortunately, has been used over the centuries as a Trojan horse by the Jews against us whenever it was convenient for them.
Absolutely.
To expedite their ends, And the evangelical movement, for instance, is Christianist or whatever, they have effectively politically replaced traditional Christianity in this country. I think that kind of kicked off with Hal Lindsey's book back in the late 70s, I believe it was.
Yeah,
Late Planet Earth.
And Ted Pike has been such an effective critic of these people, and it's most unfortunate now that he has decided, for reasons known only to him, I don't know what the reasons are, but they are his reasons, to really lash out. I guess that's the only way to put it at Mark Glenn and Chuck Carlson in particular. I mean, of course, Hashem Talawi is a Muslim, so yeah. Ted's approach here is that, well, can you expect from the Muslims, but we don't expect this from our Christian brothers, more or less what he's saying. And it's, people can read Ted's commentary at truthtellers.org, and, of course, Mark's response can be found at crescentandcross.com, and I suspect Hashem Talawi's will be there as well. So
something that a lot of people also seem to forget, or is totally blocked out of the history, and of course the mainstream media, which is like the brain of the whole country and the West itself now, everyone lived in peace and harmony in the Middle East until 1948, or when the European Jews started flooding in.
Absolutely.
Yep, Christians,
absolutely.
Muslims, all. But thank you, Michael. Great program.
Dave, thanks for your call. Again, filling in the blanks. Okay, let's go to Indiana with Cage. Cage, come on up.
Mike? Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Well, I would feel better if I weren't discussing this topic, but...
Man, I wanted to, if you don't mind, I was going to try to add a little equilibrium if I could if I could possibly muster it. But, people have got to remember that maybe he's just trying to broaden his audience because... let's face it, in Europe, Muslims are quite a problem when it comes to immigration. And maybe that's why there's some animosity. And, I think it might be possible, unfortunately, I haven't read the article, so I don't know exactly how he slams, those three fellows you mentioned, especially Mr. Anderson and all. But I think we have to keep our eye on the ball. Here. And that's what my mama always told me when I was growing up. You gotta keep your eye on the ball, son, because we know who the ball is. We know what, it seems like I keep saying the same thing on this program, but let's face it, I mean, at least Reverend Pike has exposed the enemy. He's brought him out to the forefront. And hey, what's gonna hurt if some of these people that are today running around saying, hey, let's bust up these Muslim Arab people. Yeah. Who's to say that some of them might not be drawn to Rev Mike and maybe hear the whole story from that point, and maybe we can convert some of these evangelical. I mean, hey, it's worth a shot, right?
Well, I disagree with you, Cage, because I don't know if the like I say, this is a very difficult program for me because I see your point. Okay, yeah, but the thing about it is I don't, many years ago we had well-paid consultants who were coming in telling the spotlight, well, you can broaden your audience you stop attacking Israel.
Right.
Now, we choose to elect that decision.
God bless America.
We took a poll. It's kind of interesting. We also at one point took a poll among people who had canceled their subscriptions to the Spotlight. And those people who had canceled their subscriptions to the Spotlight said one of the main reasons that they canceled was because we criticized Israel too much. Now, these are people who didn't want anything to do with us, and yet we had these consultants telling us, well, if you want to keep your subscribers, you need to stop attacking Israel. What they seem to get is that the Spotlight at that point had like 360,000 subscribers who liked the Spotlight, whereas the people canceled were only like about maybe 5,000 people, many of whom canceled after after Pat Robertson publicly condemned the Spotlight and told good Christians they shouldn't read the paper anymore. So we had these consultants telling us that we should alter the content of our newspaper to accord with the views of people who weren't even subscribing anymore. So you see, that's shooting yourself in the foot. And thank God we didn't pay attention to those people. So you see what I mean? It's a difficult subject.
It's really difficult because I've checked out his website before, and he really exposes a lot of things that I think the average American should be hit to.
Yeah, I mean, I personally worked with Ted. I didn't work on the production of the film, but when before Ted put the film to finalize it, he sent me advanced copies of it. I can't remember which film it was. He's done several great films, which I've passed on to friends and so forth. And you know, I provided Ted some of the material that he used in the film, artwork and some others that he didn't have us to. So I've certainly supported Ted's work. I wrote about him in a very favorable way in my book, The High Priest of War. So you know, it's not like I have doubts about Ted's motivations or integrity. But you know, I just think that this matter would have been left unsaid.
Well, you might have a point there. I mean, as far as that, I mean, but you know, and maybe he's just being opportunistic, and that isn't very good either. But again, I just encourage your audience to keep your eye on the ball and maybe not sidetracked.
There's a lot of these things that get us sidetracked, unfortunately, and we spend an awful lot of time. I say we. I mean, me personally, and a lot of other people. You know, we get bogged down in things like this, and that's why I decided to bring it up on the program tonight, so to just let the matter be discussed.
Cool. All right, Mike.
All right,
hey,
thanks,
man,
for your call, Kate. Appreciate it always. Okay, let's go to Wes in Idaho. Wes, you have a minute or so before the break, but we'll jover. Go ahead, Wes.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Can I get you to comment on Operation Raptor and Stu Webb?
I can't comment on Operation Raptor. I can tell you that I met Stu Webb many years ago. He's a very energetic guy. He's had some real amazing experiences in his personal life, which have made him very political. And I haven't seen Stu in years, so I really can't comment any further on that. And as far as Operation Raptor, you'll have to tell me what that is.
Okay, I heard him a week ago on Alfred Adask show, and he was saying that the Mossad is right now murdering 20,000 Air Force generals, United States Air Force generals, and Tensley was one of the first ones. All these generals oppose war with Iran. Also, there was a grand jury hearing in New Jersey, and these generals testifying that Cheney had told them to stand down on 9/11, and this didn't, of course, go well with Israel.
Well, now, that's a pretty big number of people who have been murdered.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
It's certainly been suppressed. As far as that grand jury, I hope there is such a grand jury, but New York seems hardly a place that they would call such a grand jury.
New Jersey.
Yeah, same thing with New Jersey. Wes, if you want to hang on for the break, please do. All right, folks, we are going to the break. My Collins Piper.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat. Just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using the product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-255-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 40 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slave to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pipe here at republicbroadcasting.org, and thanks, as always, to John and Sandra Stattmiller and the good folks at RBN for making this broadcast possible. We've got Wes from Idaho here. Wes, if you have some further comments, we'll let you wrap it up here this evening.
Okay, well, the death of General Tinsley in Alaska has been, I don't know, called a suicide, but of course that doesn't mean much to me.
No.
I emailed Mark on it. He was interested. I was just wondering why I wasn't hearing about it from anyone else on the internet. So just put it up there.
Yeah, I mean, it's I tell you, it's an interesting point you make because, you know, there is so much out there. I am like way behind in my emails, both personal emails and emails that are just things that are sent to me. So I may have already gotten an email from somebody with this information.
I sent you one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Like I say, well, that's funny because if I saw it, I didn't see it. I mean, you know what
three,
I mean?
But, 3 or 4 days ago.
But yeah, okay, so there you go. That just proves my point, assuming I did receive it. But in any case, you know, there's so much out there. It just flies by so fast. And I tell you, you know, in the old days before the internet, let's just put it this way. There's just so much out there now, good stuff and a lot of bad stuff too, misinformation and disinformation, that now anybody with a computer can get up there and become an overnight star. And they often contribute a lot of mischief. Good example, of course, is Eric Hupschmidt and, of course, his good friend Christopher Boleyn, you know, So, you know, it's, there's so many stories out there about so many things that just hard to keep track of it.
Well, I wanted to put it out there for your listeners.
Yeah, I'm going to try to check that out myself. If there's any legs to that story, you should be hearing more about it. So,
All right,
Wes, thanks for your call. Yeah, folks, we are wrapping up the hour here. Don't have really any more time to get up any callers. It wouldn't be fair to bring them up with only a minute left here. So apologies to Carl in Canada and Keith in Indiana. We will be here tonight, tomorrow night, that is, God willing. And let's just say a prayer that can all, as what Rodney King said, can we all just get along. Well, that's it for the evening, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate your calls tonight. You've filled in a lot of holes, as always, and appreciate it. So do have a good evening. Stay tuned for more good programming right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Up a little early here this evening, forgive me for that, but that's about all I have to say when it comes right down to it. Not real talkative this evening, kind of, as I say, a little war-weary. God bless America, because we sure as hell need his blessings. Have a good evening, folks.
Let me tell you why I